Well, the federal government is now investigating a business dispute which led to dozens of residents of a Gold Coast nursing home being suddenly forced out of home last night. The aged care minister says his department wasn't notified about a dispute between the home's operator and its subcontractor. 72 residents were abruptly moved to other local aged care homes and hospitals last night because their own home could no longer care for them. And the state's health minister says police will examine whether any criminal charges should be laid. Rachel Mealy reports.
Paul's mother has been living at Earl Haven for just over a year.
Today she's currently in another nursing home. She was taken about 11 o'clock last night from Earl Haven, placed in another nursing home. I'm unaware at this point as to how long she'll be there and when she could or if can go back to Earl Haven. So at this point I don't have an answer for that.
He says his sister and his mum were returning from an outing yesterday afternoon when they came across the scene at the nursing home.
And there was chaos because when I got there at 2 o'clock, there was the media, there was ambulances, there was the police were there, there was staff running everywhere, people moving things, and nobody seemed to know exactly what was happening at that point, and it just evolved over the night into a few different scenarios.
Paul says his 75-year-old mother is in good spirits, but he hopes she can return home quickly.
Well, I'm hoping that she will be able to return to her room where she resides. That will be the least disruptive thing, and she's happy there at the moment, and we don't want to upheave her and move her anywhere else. But at this point, as I say, we don't really know where Earl Haven stands, whether they're going to keep operating or what's happening. Lots of rumours and things flying around, and I'm not sure which ones are true.
The nursing home is licensed to the aged care provider People Care Proprietary Limited. That company subcontracted an organisation named Help Street to manage the nursing home in April last year. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles says the dispute between the two companies should never have placed vulnerable people in jeopardy.
Whatever their internal disputes, there is no excuse for just walking out on them. There is no excuse for taking their patient records, no excuse for taking their pharmaceuticals, for taking their mop buckets, for taking the gloves that staff would use to help them toilet and shower. The behaviour here, whoever's responsible, is just disgusting.
He says police are on site today and will look into whether criminal charges should be laid against any of the parties involved. Dr. Jeremy Wellwood from the Health Department says he activated a response equivalent to that seen in a natural disaster.
This was a massive undertaking to transfer this number of patients safely to these facilities. A small number of patients, because of their medical condition, required admission to hospital. They are in a stable condition.
A statement from PeopleCare says the company told subcontractor Help Street on Monday that it was terminating the contract and gave them 30 days' notice to vacate Earl Haven. The statement says PeopleCare sent an email yesterday morning to the directors of Help Street, assuring them that outstanding money would be paid. On its side of the argument, Help Street says it had no option but to close the facility because it couldn't pay the staff. People Care says it'll work with government agencies to ensure residents are returned to Earl Haven as soon as possible.
Rachel Mealy. And Federal Minister Richard Colbeck spoke to Rachel Mealy a short time ago.
Minister, what's your understanding of what's happened here?
Well, from what I've been able to glean so far, it appears that there is some sort of contract dispute between the approved provider of Earl Haven and a subcontractor who is providing a number of services, including nursing, catering, medication and other services. And it appears that the subcontractor has effectively just walked off the site as a reaction to the contract dispute.
What about the way it's played out? Medical records and medications have been taken from these patients. Food and fridges have been carted out of the building even before the residents had been relocated. What's your reaction to that?
Look, I think it's completely outrageous what's happened. Obviously, our immediate concern is for the residents and their families. These are extremely frail people, and it's very, very pleasing to see that they have all been relocated. But my intention is to fully investigate this matter using all of the tools that I have bring to bear whatever weight I can on those responsible for putting these people in the circumstance that they were found in last night. It is unacceptable. It simply should not have happened.
Federal Minister Richard Colbeck speaking there to Rachel Milley.